Welcome to Shomach Shavan Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arim Yaka Shom Lea Basitzchok. We're holding Kiddushi Dav Chov Tes. The Mishnah and Mudav tells us the klal, the rule, that kol mitzvah aseh shazman gromo, any time-bound mitzvah, no shepturis, woman or potter. So women are obligated in all the lavim of the Torah and all the don'ts of the Torah, and women are obligated in all the do's of the Torah that are not time-bound. What's the pshat? What's the reason that that's what the chiyuv of woman is? So first and foremost, everybody brings quotes the Avud Yerohom. The Avud Yerohom says that a woman reshus achir maleah, as the Gemara is going to tell us later. She is subject to her husband. She is subject to her father. She is busy taking care of other people. So therefore, she cannot be bound by time. So lo yisaseh, which is to prevent from doing something that you could give her. And any essay, any do that doesn't depend on time, you could give her. But mitzvah zeh shazman grama, you cannot do. The one question this Avud Yerohom is, so once a woman is divorced and she's on her own, she should be obligated in mitzvah zeh shazman grama, similar to what the Gemara says later regarding a kibud aveim, that a woman is not obligated kibud aveim because she needs to take care of her husband, but if she's divorced, so then she does have chiyuv kibud aveim. So why should it be a difference here in mitzvah zeh shazman grama? So in Kabbalah, there's a different mahaloch to explain why a woman are not obligated mitzvah zeh shazman grama. And the one who brings it down to us, for us to understand it, is Reb Tzadik HaKohen in the Sefer David Tzadik. And there he explains the following. The difference between a man and a woman in the world, in Pi Machshava, is a man is someone who is accomplishing, he's going ahead, he's doing more. While the Tzura of Aisha is Dover Chaser Amivakesh Hashlama. What a woman is in charge is to make sure that we're not missing anything. Her desire is to keep what is existing and whatever is missing to fill it up, but not to go more than what she has. This is what connects to what many of Sifri Chassidus bring, that the Ish falls under the realm of Aseh Toiv, go accomplish, go do more. And the Ish is the Sur Mirah, guard the existing, make sure that we're not chaser, we're not missing anything. With this, what Tzadik explains, the Gemara that we have in Brachos and in Soito, the Gemara says, Noshim imai zachyon. What a woman zoiche for? Meaning, the schus of Olam Haba is what a person accomplished in the world. But a woman who just dover chaser mvakesh hashlomo, what is her schus to Olam Haba? And the Gemara says, the fact that she sends her husband to learn and her kids to learn, that's what gives her the hashlomo. So Katir Tzadik and says, Yesoid that we brought many times in the name of the Maharal, that an essay is to go and accomplish more. Loisa says to make sure that you don't lose anything. If a person does an Aveiro, he's a chaser. By keeping the Loisa essay, you're filling up that chaser and that emptiness. But essay is to go and accomplish more than what you have. Says the Tzadik, that's in general the rule. But even in mitzvah essay, there are some mitzvah essay that are making sure to fill in the chaser. And that depends which type of mitzvah aseh we're talking about. As Ritzalik brings, the Sefer Yetzirah divides the world to Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam is world, Shana is time, Nefesh is the Adam. He says any mitzvah has to do with the world or with the Adam is something that is a chisaron, which is lacking. Because anything that has to do with the physical world, either human being in the world or the actual physical world, it's something which is this world. This world is a world of chisaron. It's a world of things are missing. This world doesn't exist forever. This world doesn't belong to Lo'as and Lovely. So when we're fixing what we have here, it's part of just fixing the chisaron. The one thing which is different is mitzvahs that have to do with time, with zman. Zman, says Reb Tzadik, is something that doesn't belong to this world. Even before Olam Hazeh, says 2,000 years before the world, there was a Torah. And the Torah is revealed to us depends on Zman. Zman not necessarily belongs to this lower world. Olam Haba also will have Zman. Zman, when you have a mitzvah that has to do with Zman, you talk about a mitzvah which belongs to a much higher place in the world. So Yemele says of Tzadok, this is the explanation of what's brought down in the Arizal Pi Kabbalah. The mitzvahs Lo Yisaseh have to do with making sure that everything here is not chaser, everybody has. Mitzvahs Aseh that have to do not with time, it's also to fill up a chisaron, and that woman has that chiyuv as well. But a mitzvah hazeh shazman gromo, a mitzvah hazeh that has to do with time, that's a tosefes, that's a conquering new places, new territories, and that's something a woman doesn't belong to. And this, by the way, answers the question Tosfos brings over here. The Gemara says they have to have a pasuk that a woman is not obligated to do brismillah to her son. It says Tosfos, but brismillah is a mitzvah zeh shazman grama, because it only comes in 8 days. So Tosfos answers that after the 8 day, it doesn't have a break. And many other Rishayim had different answers. Either the obligation of the son goes on the mother, or that it's really not time-bound, it's just you don't have the chiyuv of the mitzvah until you reach that day. But according to Reb Tzadok, it's very simple. Brismillah is clearly a mitzvah shebegufo. It's a mitzvah that has to do with the body, with the chisorin that a person is born with. A person is born with arla, you have to remove it. Anything that has to do with chisroinus, a woman belongs to. When we say the mitzvah hazeh shazman groma, a woman is not chayav, it's anything that it has to do with time, with tikkun hazmanim, the oiris to come in a yom tov, on a Shabbos, or in the zman, even on a weekday. Only mitzvahs that are not filling up a chisorin, and that doesn't apply to a brismillah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.